Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm referred to as Tom.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to continue talking about a very famous Chinese artist named Cai Guoqiang. And in our previous program, we talked about some of his cool pieces of artwork that have been on display, that have been exhibited in the past. But today, we're going to focus more on his background. He did come from China. That's where he grew up. And he has really produced some quite amazing pieces of artwork. But instead of just using paint and paintbrush and canvas, wow, he goes to great lengths to really shock us and to make some noise. A lot of times he uses gunpowder, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. A lot of times he does. Sometimes he doesn't, but he's known for his explosive works of art. And we'll continue talking about this person in today's program, so let's get to it, everybody. Let's read through today's text, and then we'll come back to discuss it. A child of the Cultural Revolution, Cai grew up at a time when artists had very little freedom of expression in China. Now reveling in his artistic liberation, he has called art supranational, in that it transcends cultural differences and divides. Newsweek went further when they labeled him an intergalactic artist. So why does Cai reject conventional media for unpredictable burning gunpowder? As legend has it, the Chinese alchemists who invented gunpowder were trying to discover the secret to immortality. Hence, the Chinese word translates as fire medicine. Cai speaks of his art as healing, with gunpowder symbolizing a chaos placed into order and creation after destruction, as witnessed in the transient rainbow. Cai has always had a close bond with Taiwan, not least because the island lies not far from his hometown in Fujian province. The artist shares more in common with the country, such as speaking Hoklo and worshipping Mazu. Furthermore, in the aftermath of the 921 earthquake, he designed the Mark of 921 to raise money for disaster relief. Now, Taipei Fine Arts Museum welcomes a Cai retrospective, Cai Guoqiang, hanging out in the museum, featuring some of the artist's best-loved works. Of particular note is Inopportune Stage 1, a car bombing represented by suspended vehicles that seem to be falling through rays of neon light. Cultural Melting Bath, project for the 20th century, is a fascinating interactive installation. An herbal jacuzzi in which art lovers may literally hang out. Three new works have also been created especially for the Taipei exhibit: The Straits, Taroko Gorge, and Day and Night. Don't miss the chance to appreciate Cai's vision firsthand. It's sure to be explosive. All right, everybody, it's time to discuss our lesson for today. Let's talk a little bit about the historical background of Cai Guoqiang. He's a child of the Cultural Revolution. Cultural Revolution, of course, was an activity in mainland China that took place during the 1960s, I believe, when they tried to make some changes there. So he grew up at a time when artists had very little freedom of expression in China. I think Mao Zedong at the time said, art only exists for the state. It's only good if it's promoting the government. So he grew up during this time, and so therefore they didn't really want artists to come out with their own ideas. They wanted artists to paint things for the state, for the government. They had a lot of propaganda posters at the time, you know, workers of the world unite, and things like that. And again, this happened during the Cultural Revolution. Revolution is just a big change.
That's right. So he grew up when artists didn't really have very much freedom of expression. That's a big deal for artists. They want to have a lot of freedom to express or communicate whatever they're feeling inside. Most artists have a particular point of view they're trying to get across. Expression is the act of expressing yourself or communicating what you're thinking or feeling. You show it in different ways. Expression can be in the form of speaking or art or music, acting, dance. There are a lot of forms of expression.
There sure are. And now he's reveling in his artistic liberation. Of course, things are different in China now. Creativity is allowed and fostered. And so he's reveling in his artistic liberation. If you revel in something, that means you enjoy it, you celebrate it. And liberation means you're set free. So he has called art supranational, or supranational, I should say, which means it transcends cultural differences and divides. So it's not just in one country. It's all over the place. It's something universal. People can understand art anywhere you go.
Now, Newsweek, which is a popular American magazine, it's a news magazine published once a week, they went even further and labeled him an intergalactic artist. Well, when you label someone, you call someone a particular name. It usually has something to do with the way they are, maybe their personality or their style. You're kind of pigeonholing someone. Remember that we talked about that in our previous program. When you label someone, you can label someone a troublemaker if someone kind of makes trouble in your class a lot. But once someone becomes labeled, it's very hard for them to act in a different way. They feel like people have already decided what kind of person they are. But this isn't a bad label if someone calls you an intergalactic artist. Intergalactic means between large groups of stars in space. So they're saying this guy is able to communicate not only here on Earth, but out there in space. He's just got a very, very big canvas in which to express himself.
That's quite a title here, though. That would imply that people in the Andromeda Galaxy know about his work, which I highly doubt. But in any case, it's a nice label to have, and people are going to love this label. So why does Tsai reject conventional media for unpredictable burning gunpowder? Conventional just means common or something that people normally use. Conventional media for artists would be paints and brushes and canvas and stuff like that. It's reliable. It's dependable. You can always rely on it or trust it. And gunpowder is unpredictable because it explodes. You never know what it's really going to do. So why does he reject conventional media and instead choose to use gunpowder, which is unpredictable? In fact, it's very, very dangerous.
I know. Well, as legend has it, the Chinese alchemists who invented gunpowder were trying to discover the secret to immortality or living forever when they actually came up with this invention of gunpowder. Well, good for them. Now, as legend has it, just means according to the story that's been passed down for years and years, generation to generation, this is what they were trying to do when they accidentally invented gunpowder. Well, everybody wants to live forever. Of course, only if you can look good and not have your body break down, I think.
Yeah, that would be reasonable there. But yeah, I guess he wants to live forever too, right?
That's true. Well, they were trying to discover the secret to immortality. So this is why we actually came up with this word gunpowder. In Chinese, it's fire medicine. Hence just means therefore the result of what they were doing. So because they were actually trying to discover the secret to immortality, hence, or this is the reason why, we actually can translate the word gunpowder to fire medicine, the original calling or words of gunpowder. It wasn't in English at first, of course. It was in Chinese.
Exactly. So I guess somehow they thought that exploding things would help people live longer lives, or they could live forever. Well, Tsai speaks of his art as healing. Okay, that means fixing something that is broken, especially helping somebody who's sick feel better. And he says gunpowder symbolizes a kind of chaos placed into order. So it symbolizes something or represents something. Chaos here is a condition when things are not in order and you don't really know what's happening. So he says gunpowder is kind of like chaos being placed into order. And that's what we always want to do with all these wild and crazy things going on. We want to make sense of them and we want to control them and to be able to understand them. He also sees creation after destruction, or sees gunpowder as creation after destruction. So when something is destroyed, later on something can be created. Something's lost, but something's gained.
Mm-hmm. So when you create something, it is the act of creation, the act of creating. You're coming up with something completely new. We often talk about inventors' creations, artists' creations. That's their work that they produce. And destruction, of course, is just simply a verb that means the act of destroying something, completely ruining something or spoiling something so that it cannot be used again. It's kind of what he did with his art called Transient Rainbow. Remember when he used gunpowder in the night sky of New York City? He first used that gunpowder, and what it left behind was sort of this rainbow that was composed of gunpowder, or the traces of it that were left behind. Mm-hmm. We're saying it was witnessed. Someone mm-hmm. actually saw it firsthand, or someone saw something and reported it. If you're a witness to a crime, it means you actually saw the crime happen. And typically you're called on to testify at the trial. When someone's put on trial for committing a crime, they usually have witnesses against them who can say, "I was there, I saw what happened."
Sure. You know, this kind of reminds me of Nietzsche here. I think Nietzsche said, out of chaos comes order. So I wonder if Tsai ever read Nietzsche before, or perhaps some other philosophers from many centuries ago. Well, we'll continue talking about his approach to explosive art in just a couple of seconds, but right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们首先来看看蔡国强是在怎么样的一个背景之中长大的。一开始谈到呢，他应该可以说是 a child of the Cultural Revolution. 他正是文化大革命时期成长中的一个艺术家。Now, reveling in his artistic liberation, he has called art supranational,In that, it transcends cultural differences and divides. 他现在呢，则是沉醉于自己的艺术解放当中。Revel 其实就有陶醉于、沉湎于什么之中的意思。他把艺术呢，称之为是超越国家的 supranational. In that, it transcends. 它能够超越文化的差异以及一些不同咯。甚至呢 ,Newsweek 周刊呢，也把它称之为是 an intergalactic artist, 是一个跨越银河的艺术家。接着我们来看到他的作品有哪些特色。在第二段一开始 So, why does Tsai reject conventional media for unpredictable burning gunpowder? 为什么他会拒绝传统的这种艺术的表达手段，而选择取用这种难以捉摸的燃烧火药呢？首先来看到 media, 在这里呢，它是 medium,的复数 medium 也可以用来指的是艺术家表达思想的一种方法或者是手段。原来呢，是中国人认为呢，这些炼金术士当年是想要揭露长生不老的秘密，所以才发明了火药。所以在英文，在中文当中，我们会称之为 fire medicine, 有药的意思。Tsai speaks of his art.As healing with gunpowder symbolizing the chaos placed into order and creation after destruction as witnessed in the transient rainbow. 所以当谈到自己的艺术，他认为是有一种疗愈的效果。简单的来说呢，里面的 gunpowder 火药象征的可以是 a chaos 混乱，也可以是 creation 一种创造。 而在混乱 chaos 过后呢，就会有秩序的重整，而破坏之后也才会有 creation 创造的产生了。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more English Digest.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. We're going to continue talking about Cai Guoqiang's art and his rather radical approach to art using explosive art. Now, remember, he grew up during the Cultural Revolution, but now he's reveling in his liberation, and he can basically make anything he wants to. In fact, he's even been called an intergalactic artist.Well, he likes to use gunpowder because it's unpredictable. It's kind of like getting order from chaos and having creation after destruction. So you can see some of those ideas at work in some of his works of art. For example, Transient Rainbow. Well, let's talk about the next part of our lesson here. Cai has always had a close bond with Taiwan.Okay, so he's always been close to Taiwan. He probably knows lots of people here. Taiwan is near and dear to his heart, and not least because the island lies not far from his hometown in Fujian province. So not least here means that's at least one of the reasons, because he's from a place that's not too far from Taiwan. He's from Fujian, and of course, as you know, lots of people...In Taiwan, had their ancestors come from Fujian, and they brought the language of Fujian with them. So he feels a close contact, a close bond with Taiwan.
He sure does. He also shares more in common with Taiwan. He can speak Hoklo, I guess. Have you heard this language before?
Sure. That's just what we call Taiwanese.
Oh, Hoklo.
Or Daigi, as they say.
Is that how it's pronounced, maybe in Fujian?
I think so. Like Hokkien is Fujian in Taiwanese. So
there you
Hoklo,
go.
I don't know what the lo there means, though, but Hok, I think, is Fu for Fujian province. But in any case, yes, he speaks this language, I guess. So, and when he comes to Taiwan, he's not going to say Nihama, but he's going to say Lihobo.
He also is someone who worships Matsu. Matsu, of course, most of our students out there know who that is. I even studied who this was in school. It's an East Asian goddess, the goddess of the sea. And this particular goddess was supposed to protect fishermen and sailors. And to say you worship someone means you feel that they're very great and powerful. Usually we talk about worshiping God or gods in this case, because in this culture we have multiple gods. So he has several things in common with Taiwan. That's why he has a close bond with the country. Usually we talk about bonds between friends and families and just, you know, a relationship that you have that's quite special. So you can see why he feels the way he does about Taiwan.
Mm-hmm. Now, remember, of course, Taiwan suffered from the 921 earthquake over 10 years ago. And in the aftermath of that earthquake, in other words, during the time following the earthquake, he designed a work of art called The Mark of 921. And he designed that project to raise money for disaster relief. So if he could sell that work of art and make some money, he would donate that money to people who needed it, people who were suffering down in Gigi and Nanto and other places of Taiwan, places that suffered quite a bit from that earthquake 10 years ago.
One of my old roommates from New York, her family was from Puli. Actually, they're still there, and they suffered quite a bit as well. Now, Taipei Fine Arts Museum is going to be welcoming a Cai retrospective. Remember we talked about what a retrospective is? It's when an artist shows off his past artwork, and you get a chance to kind of retrace his path as he develops as an artist. It's a fun thing to go and see any artist's retrospective. His is called Cai Guoqiang, Hanging Out in the Museum. It's going to be right here in Taipei if you have a chance to go. It should be quite exciting.
It should be. You know, lots of people don't really hang out at a museum. hang out just means you go someplace to see your friends and spend some time there. But here, the title is quite interesting, Hanging Out in the Museum. And this exhibition features some of his best loved works. So it's going to be a retrospective. Of particular note is one entitled Inopportune Stage 1. So that's of particular note, which means we're pointing this out. It's a special work of art that you should see. And it's a car bombing represented by suspended vehicles, and those vehicles seem to be falling through rays of neon light. I guess you have to see it to know exactly what this is. If something's suspended, that means it's held up into the air. So I can imagine cars and trucks hanging from the ceiling here. They'll be up in the air, and it will look like they're falling through rays of neon light. Neon light, of course, is a very bright, colorful light that you see at night.
There's also a piece of art called Cultural Melting Bath. And it's fascinating, the article tells us. It's interactive, too, which means you get to somehow work together with this piece of art. You don't just stand there and look at it. Perhaps there are things that you touch or do. And I haven't seen this, so I can only guess what it is. But it's an installation. He seems to like this type of art where you have to install something. Installation means you put a piece of equipment into place, usually. We talk about how when we move into a new apartment, we usually have to have our phones installed. That's an installation. You install all of your equipment in your kitchen. It's things that you have to put in place before you can use them. Well, this is a jacuzzi that they've installed.
Jacuzzi is interesting. It's like a hot bath, but this is a company that actually makes these things, so we call it jacuzzi. There's also a whirlpool and other words for this thing. Just a bath with really hot water with lots of bubbles in it. And art lovers will be able to hang out in this jacuzzi here. Wow, I wonder if you can actually take a dip in that jacuzzi.
I know.
Sounds like it would be very therapeutic.
Now, we should probably talk a little bit about the pronunciation of herbal or herbal, as it's pronounced in England and Australia. There are a lot of cooking shows here in Taiwan, and you'll hear the British cooks say herbal with an H sound at the beginning. But in America or the United States, for the most part, most people say herbal. They leave that H sound out. But then you'd have to change the definite object to an herbal. But if you're pronouncing it in the British fashion, you'll want to say a herbal.
Let's move on now and talk about some other works of art here. He's got three new works that have been commissioned especially for this exhibit in Taipei. And they are entitled The Straits, Taroko Gorge, and Day and Night. The Straits here, of course, probably refers to the Taiwan Straits or the Bashi Channel or whatever, bodies of water that lie between two pieces of land. And we all know what Taroko Gorge is, but Day and Night here, that might be something interesting. I'm not quite sure what that's referring to. We have day and night all over the world.
We do. I don't know what it is. It'll be fun to go and see. Now, it says here, don't miss the chance to appreciate his vision firsthand. Firsthand just means you see it for yourself. You see it with your own eyes. You're not looking at it in a book or looking at someone's pictures that somebody else took. That would be a secondhand look. If somebody is showing you something that they saw themselves or they're telling you about it, no, go for yourself, see for yourself. And you'll get a better idea of what this artist is all about.
Go there and see it with your very own eyes. And now listen with your very own ears as we listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第三段一开始 Tai has always had a close bond with Taiwan. 事实上蔡国强艺术家呢他跟台湾也有相当密切的关联。当我们要讲到 bond 这个字呢其实就代表着是连结物或者是关系的意思。所以谈到国家跟国家之间有所谓的友好关系就可以说 bonds of friendship。 当然其中讲到了除了他的故乡是在福建之外 The artist shares more in common with the country such as speaking Hoklo and worshipping 妈祖因为呢他说的是河洛话也就是闽南语咯而他的宗教呢也是以拜妈祖为主的接着来看到下一段Now, Taipei Fine Arts Museum welcomes a Thai retrospective, 蔡国强, hanging out in the museum, featuring some of the artist's best-loved works.说了这么多还好呢在现在台北市立美术馆正在举办蔡国强的个人回顾展这里的 retrospective 指的就是回顾展而主题就是蔡国强 hanging out in the museum to hang out 就是指有闲荡厮混的意思咯而在他这一次的回顾展当中特别要注意的是这一项作品不合时宜舞台一他后面接着 A car bombing represented by suspended vehicles that seem to be falling through rays of neon light 其中所表现的呢就是汽车爆炸的一种情形而悬挂着的车辆看似可以通过霓虹灯束而坠落在这里的 suspended 则是有悬挂着的意思另外一项作品呢 Cultural Melting Bath Project for the 20th Century 这项作品呢则是一个相当迷人的互动装置艺术作品甚至呢在当中 A Herbal Jacuzzi in which art lovers may literally hang out 这里还有一个药草的浴缸你呢如果真的非常喜欢艺术可以呢真实的泡在其中最后一段 Three new works have also been created especially for the Taipei exhibit The Strays, Taroko Gorge, and Day and Night在这一次台北的展览当中呢还有三项新的作品所以有机会的话一定要去见识它的展览哦 It's sure to be explosive 这样子的展览肯定是相当具有爆炸性的而我们用 explosive 这个结尾也就来呼应蔡国强的爆炸火药的艺术作品了
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our program. And you know, Stephanie, this is extremely convenient for us because we happen to live here in Taipei. But I think for our dear listeners down south, It will be worth the price of the ticket on the high-speed rail to head on up here to Taipei and check out the explosive art of Cai Guoqiang.
Well, it's sure a lot cheaper to come to Taipei than, say, take a trip to New York, right? So this is the place to come.It's kind of exciting that he's going to be having a retrospective here, and it's something I don't want to miss.
I'm not going to miss it either, and hopefully our students won't miss it either. And please don't miss our program next time. Thank you for joining us, everybody, for English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie. Goodbye.
Bye.